have Mr. Rebozo now.
Hello?
President.
Bibi, you're going over to Texas tomorrow, huh?
Yes, sir, I am.
I understand you wouldn't come up here because Anita Bryant was going to fly up with you, huh?
No, I'll tell you the truth, Mr. President. I was going to come up, and since she was going out to wreck all those weapons, the fact of the matter is that I don't think I could have stomached some of those people that had to be around there to get in front of the cameras and all that, what they did to him.
Wasn't that awful?
You know, I really couldn't. I just...
Fulbright, for example.
I just couldn't stomach being near him. I'm glad it worked out this way.
Yeah.
Because,
Well, in any event, I'm glad I went, aren't you?
Oh,
no.
Yes, you got to. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I saw it on the news tonight. Of course, last night was absolutely sensational. It was just...
That shook him up a little, didn't it?
Yeah, it shook him up. You were certainly nice to him. I'm sure everybody got the message, but you couldn't have done it more statesmanlike.
Right.
And you did. It was just...
Yeah. Well, now, the thing is that we have sent down the diamond pin for Mrs. Johnson and Tupper, which you can say only Mrs. Eisenhower, Mrs. Nixon, Mrs. Truman, and she have, in other words.
Okay.
And the pearl pins that I give only to members of the cabinet and foreign heads of state's wives. And you get after her two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll probably be down there about Friday afternoon around 3, 4 o'clock.
It'll be great. It'll just be great. The weather's predicted to be good, and it scares me a little bit.
Yeah?
But that's good. You can't get down before then, huh?
No, I'm afraid not. No, I've got two meetings on Friday morning.
You know, a thought occurred to me. You can be thinking about it. I don't know whether it's worth a damn because I know there are diplomatic considerations and others, but with all the flack you've caught on POWs and everything else, I was wondering if there'd be any merit to your having a personal emissary go to Vietnam and give the POWs, when they come out, some kind of a little personal gift or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be appropriate.
Well, we have in mind, we're working on various things. That's a good suggestion, but we're going to give them, believe me, we're going to give them every goddamn thing we can.
But I mean, if somebody went over there, somebody went over there and just your personal representative and sort of did it personally for you, rather than through the, you know,
government, right?
You know, might overcome some of this horseshit, but it may not. But maybe it can't be done because of, you know, State Department and other considerations. But it just occurred to me that it might be a little unusual gesture that. Families and wives and, of course, the world.
Right. Well, we're planning a very, very big thing for all of them. I mean, flying them in. I'm going to meet them and, you know, when they come into the Air Force Base and all that and on the West Coast. And so we're going to really give them the works.
Good. How much time you think you'll have?
Where?
Here.
Friday. I'll be there Friday afternoon, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and all day Monday till Monday night. Which is not bad.
That's not bad. You need more than that after all this?
Well, we'll have some more later. But actually, you know, the that talk last night really shook these bastards. I mean, they pulled the rug right out from under them, don't you think? What did you hear in the bank under there?
Well, of course, everybody is just, you know, thrilled to death. They just didn't know what to say, you know. They just didn't know what to say, and they would like to pick it apart, and they'd like to... the answer, but there's nothing they can say.
That's right.
No, it was...
No, but our friends, friends.
Hell, our friends are, you know, doing cartwheels.
Good.
I'm just talking about the...
The assholes.
Yeah, I'm talking about the jerks with meat.
That's right. That's right. Oh, the hell with
me. Flat-footed.
Well, okay, baby, you have a good time out there. I told Mrs. Johnson you were going to be representing me. She thought she was right, and you were going to bring three guests, and that she would understand them. Okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take it back.